So what happened to Anthony Riley's case? His fans will be delighted to hear that a judge in Philadelphia found Mr. Riley not guilty this week of disorderly conduct. The incident prompted a famous Philadelphia lawyer to try to clarify the city's policy on musical expression in the park, but some musicians contend that clarification raises more questions than it answers. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
On a shady bench in the middle of Rittenhouse Square, Craig Morrison is hunched over his sheet music, practicing the guitar.
And then I need a page turner. That was the first page.
Morrison says he's happy to be making music in the park again.
On nice days, this is a great place to be. And I've never gotten a complaint in 7 years or a noise violation. It's what this park is famous for.
But lately, Rittenhouse Square has been making headlines for other reasons. Musicians say for the last 3 months, the police have threatened, ticketed, and even arrested people for singing or playing instruments in the park. Now, a few musicians are back, but things are far from normal, according to Drew Gillis.
Normal in Rittenhouse Square is people performing, you know, having a good time, crowds of people enjoying music. That's not okay anymore, you know, so I wouldn't say it's back to normal.
Gillis is a guitar teacher and the founder of the Philadelphia Artists' Rights Coalition. He says there's still a lot of confusion over what's allowed in the park and what's not. The city's top lawyer tried to clear up that confusion in a directive to the police chief. It says that playing is fine. What's not okay is performing without a permit. Gillis says he doesn't see a difference.
I don't know how you can make a distinction between playing an instrument and performing on an instrument, but somehow the city solicitor has tried to make that distinction, and I don't get it.
I think somebody who doesn't like the regulation is likely to complain that they don't understand it.
That's city solicitor Romulo Diaz. He says there are a lot of different factors that go into whether something is a performance or not. If someone is charging admission, for instance, or drawing a large crowd. In those cases, Diaz says they should get a permit in advance.
We're not trying to stop a casual musician from taking out an acoustic instrument and playing like an acoustic guitar and singing. If we start having, you know, people attracting crowds of 100 or 200 or 300 people, and they believe that they have a right to do that under the First Amendment, and they can ignore crowd control needs in Rittenhouse Square, I'm afraid that I'm going to disagree with them.
Diaz says the city is trying to balance musicians' rights with those of the neighbors, both inside the park and in the fancy high-rise apartment buildings across the street. And he says the law needs to be flexible to account for different situations. But his opinion is just too vague for ACLU staff attorney Mary Catherine Roper.
The law is very clear that particularly when you're talking about First Amendment protected expression, you need to have very clear rules. The lack of standards alone makes this a legal problem, but it's a real problem for the musicians and for the police officers because they don't know what is allowed and what isn't allowed.
Roper says that's exactly the kind of ambiguity that led to Anthony Riley's arrest, which sparked the whole controversy in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.